Hey, girls. Just reeling in still from last week when we shared about the promises of God. And I just feel like I really need to stay on this. I just feel like this is so crucial for us girls as we're just, you know, walking out life. And so Isaiah 54:10 says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. And I know as we walk through different things, you know, sometimes we have these big decisions that come up, or sometimes decisions are made or choices that are made that really are difficult and hard. And so, you know, I know as God created us and as we walk through the Old and New Testament, a lot of choices were made, some good and some bad. And I know we do the same sometimes. And sometimes we have folks around us who make choices that have a huge impact on us and can be very traumatic. And so as I go back to this Isaiah 54:10, I just know that is such a promise to God that, you know, even though you're walking through those things, He is the one who has compassion. His love is not going to change. And I understand when you're walking through those times, sometimes it hurts so bad. I mean, it's just to the core that you're like, I just don't even know if I can believe this. And, you know, as you're reading these scriptures, sometimes it's not an automatic switch. You have to stay at it. You have to be disciplined in life with that. And so I go back to just the promise of the rainbow and how beautiful that is. And, you know, as Kim and I, it was a couple days ago, we were riding down the road and we actually saw a double rainbow. And man, it's just one of those beautiful sights. And it's something that just kind of resonates in your heart when you see that, just to know and remember God's promises. So I want to pray this over you girls this week as you walk out the week. Maybe you can't pray this for yourself, but I am claiming this promise over you this week. I love you girls. Y'all have a great week.